You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
Here we go. It's a Wednesday, 5:30. We don't want to make him wait. He's ready to go. Jerry's percentages. Let's hear from Jerry.
Jerry's knocking off the rust today because I was in Montreal last night and made a little pit stop at my favorite establishment. But Jerry came prepared by packing an umbrella because it was raining champagne and dollar bills last night. And you know what I'm talking about. Let's get to the takes.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Are we continuing here? Do we have takes? He was at his establishment last night with an umbrella and champagne, and I have no idea what he's talking about. But
he likes Montreal.
He's a
you
fan.
Always give him the gears for not loving Canada. He loves Montreal.
Montreal's the one outlier. Loves Montreal. All right, let's get to the takes. What do we have here?
Rick Tocchet will still be the Canucks coach in 3 years. Because the coaching graveyard needs to stop in Van City. Good luck, Uncle Ricky.
Uncle Ricky, his guy, yeah. Listen, great start last night. That's the team you want to do it against, Chicago. They just destroyed them last night.
48-14, I think, were the shots. Was that right? Like, I watched the game. I had to talk about it. Like, man, oh, man. It was just a...
I think Chicago's got a vibe to them where they're going to call up a guy, goalie, from the East Coast League and say, you're playing the rest of the way home.
Yes. They're tanking. Yeah. Bettman wouldn't admit to that, but they'll be tanking. They want Bedard, as they should. But listen, 3 years doesn't seem long. It is in the NHL, and it's an eternity in Vancouver. So I can't say 100%. I can't. I'm going to say 70%.
How could you? How could you?
You can't. You can't.
Yeah.
You're going to say 70%?
70%. They have to have some stability at some point.
Yes, they do.
They have to. I'll say 70%.
I'll say 75% because you're right, and sooner or later they have to say, we have a good coaching staff. Like, that is not an issue. Lou Lamoriello came out the other day, and he was like, we don't have a problem with the coach. This is actually on me. I got to assemble something better than what's out there. So the organization has to say, we got the coach we want. Travis Green was a damn good coach. Brucey's a good coach. But it's like, you have to say, we have good coaches. Now we need to fix the players. So
here's
75%.
Here's why I'm lower on this. This contract only goes, I think, till the end of next season. Like, he might go, I'm moving
check,
on.
Please.
True.
Like they, and just based on if they do a retool, or now they might take off and life's good, and I agree with you guys, both 70 and 75%. But he might get to a scenario where he's like, I'm going to, you know, check my options, my contract's up. I think I'm worth more to get into a money squabble, all of that type of stuff. So there's no guarantee on that. I'm going to say 60%. I still believe he'll be there, but I'm just trying to think outside the box on the options that Rick has himself.
Okay, what else do we have, Jerry?
If everyone stays healthy, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl will finish 1-2 in league scoring for the next 3 seasons, Jerry's saying.
Okay, well, they're in the lead right now.
The next 3 seasons?
The next three, yes. The next three, it'll be McDavid, Draisaitl, assuming everyone plays 82 games.
I'm going to say 40%. As good as they are, and as many points as they accumulate, somebody's going to pop up and make some noise. Maybe it's a guy like Jack Hughes, who's already got 30 and 30, I think. Like, maybe he turns into just a monster and is a 120-point guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not far-fetched. I thought it would have been if you asked me a couple years ago, but that kid's a rock star, and he's really good. There's always somebody, man, in that league.
Well, last
always,
year.
Maybe,
last
maybe
year.
Nate McKinnon comes out of the woodworks and just says, I'm going to get 130 this year. There's always somebody, so I'm going to say 40%.
Well, I'm low in this, too, because it's not McDavid, it's Draisaitl. Mm-hmm. Like, Draisaitl, is going to get 105 points, 110, but there might be somebody, like you say, that gets 120, 125. Like right now, Pasternak is 4 points behind Draisaitl.
Right.
So, you know, Kucherov is 5 points behind him. Tage Thompson.
That's kind of scary, Noodles, right when you're mentioning those guys. As like you watch the highlights, and Kara and Lindsay are always talking about their goals. And Draisaitl is still ahead of those guys that you just mentioned. Yeah. That is pretty scary.
Well, Draisaitl, I mean, does he have the quietest 28 goals? Like, he's got 28
scary.
Goals.
Like, he's a monster.
He is, but it's consistent. But I agree. I think the league is too deep and too star driven right now. There might be a year where, you know what, like Draisaitl is 110, but mm-hmm. somebody gets 115, and they both have great seasons. So I'm low on this. I'm 28%.
Yeah, literally last year, Huberdeau and Goudreau had 115. Draisaitl had 110. Literally last year, there were two guys
right.
with more points. So I'm even lower than that. I'm going to say 5%. Because it is Draisaitl, it is Pasternak, it could be, you know, McKinnon, it could be Kucherov, it could be Matthews, it could be, you know, any number of guys. We're talking 3 years. I mean, O thinks Connor Bedard's going to be the best player in the league in 3 years. Maybe Bedard in 3 years has 128 points. Jack Hughes, that play he made in overtime last night was unbelievable.
Disgusting. Yeah.
And what I think is more fascinating about this is, yes, Draisaitl doesn't get enough love, but he doesn't get enough love because of the other guy. Like, the other guy, what he's doing right now, I went back and looked at it because I was looking at his stats last night. He's played 48 games. And what that made me think of, and it triggered, was the 2012-2013 season, which was the lockout year. They played 48 games. All right? Let me put this into perspective, what this cat's doing. As of today, through 48 games, McDavid's got 40 goals and 88 points.
Yeah.
In 2012-2013, through 48 games, Ovechkin won the Rocket. He had 32, and St. Louis won the Art Ross with 60 points. He's got 8 more goals than the highest goal scorer in 2012-2013, and 28 more points than the guy back then. It's not even close.
And Marty St. Louis, did he win the Hart that year?
No, Ovi did. Ovi did because he was only 3 or 4 points behind him in points, and he had 32 goals.
Yeah.
But that was a year where Ovi was scoring everything. Everyone was like, man, Ovi, you can't miss. Look what he's doing. McDavid's got 8 more goals than he does.
It's
or
crazy.
He did. Like, it's insane what this guy's doing right now. Crazy.
To put it into perspective even more, Big E won the Hart Trophy, the other lockout that was a shortened season. I wonder what his numbers were in that season.
Well, and somebody pointed out the other day, Jamie Benn won the – didn't he win the Hart Trophy? Did Benn win – or the Art Ross?
He won the Art Ross. He
and had
win.
Like 90 points.
Yes. I think it might have been in the 80s, Noodles. It may have been in the 80s. Let me look this up.
Or something crazy. Like,
I got Lindros right here. So it was 94-95, right? That's when he won – yes, 94-95, he won the Hart, and he played 46 of the 48 games. He had 29 goals, 70 points. So McDavid's got 11 more goals and 18 more points than Lindros had that year. I mean, it's
wow.
a different game. It's a different era. It's being played
it is,
differently.
But he's a monster. Like he's
gross.
Off the charts.
It is absolutely gross.
I told you, Hayes, even if the Edmonton Oilers found a way to not make the playoffs, that guy wins the Hart Trophy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to let you know, everyone, but that's just the way it goes.
it might be too good to look past. It might be, which is what Lemieux did, I think, back in the 80s. I think he won it, and it was like, what do you want? Even though they missed the playoffs, the guy's numbers were so crazy. All right, what else does Jerry have in store?
Jerry's a big fan of the underdog story, so I'm rooting for my main man, Brock Purdy, who will be a starter in the NFL for the next decade.
Ooh, that's a spicy take, man. A decade of starts for Ooh. Brock Purdy.
No. 4%.
Hmm.
4%.
4% for, like, that's how low you are?
Well, you guys always say 55%. This is my belief that this story, he just finds a way to go away, man. It's like he goes to another team, some other team believes in him to be the guy, and they don't have the insulation that we mentioned earlier that's in San Fran, and it doesn't work out. And this guy turns into some kind of weird version of Baker Mayfield, and he just goes from team to team, and it doesn't work out. Right. I've seen the script.
It's Nick Foles.
I don't want it.
Nick Foles.
Yes, I don't That's want it guy. For him. But I've just seen the script where it's like you might fit the description of the next guy in line for that. I hope it doesn't happen. That's like a pessimistic outlook on what this guy could be or will be, but that's just kind of what could happen.
Yeah, I mean, 4%, though, like that's... I want to give the guy a little bit more love, but I mean, that's a long time, too, long run, so... All right, I'll give him 10. 10%.
Yeah, it has to be low here. Like, being a starter for a decade, that doesn't happen often, you know? Like, you think of the guys like Rodgers and Brady and, man, there's a lot of other teams that filter through a lot of guys, right? Like, 10 years in the league as a starter, you're starting 17 games a year, barring injury. I'm gonna be low as well. I'll be a little bit higher than you guys because I think he's two wins away from a championship, which really gives him opportunity. That keeps him in San Fran, keeps him with Shanahan, likely has a run, folklore history, or legendary status in San Fran, which maybe keeps him in the fold for 3 or 4 years there. Then he needs one other stop. But it's like 20%. It's 20%. I mean, this is one we might have to revisit in a couple of years, though. Like, if Purdy's a stud and really shows it, like, just because of his draft position, you know, that doesn't have to define him. Like, if he's smart and he keeps the ball, you know, moving upfield and moves the chains and is a good teammate, he's got a chance. He's got a chance. All right, one more. What do you have, Jerry?
Jerry's favorite spots in Montreal would likely be Tiger Woods' favorite spots in Montreal as well. And you know what I mean. Shea Paris comes to mind. But as far as the golf course and the PGA Tour, we'll see Tiger Woods play at least one tournament before the Masters.
One before Augusta National. That's what Jerry's calling for.
I don't think so, man. Torrey Pines used to be Tiger's official start after he played in Hawaii. But I think it's the Masters is his official start. What he does after that, I don't know. You gotta, like, the guy can't walk. The guy can't walk.
In tough shape.
You should have let the boss man weigh in on this one because he probably thinks he has some inside information. This guy honestly loves Tiger Woods. I've never seen anything like it. But I don't think he can walk. I don't think he can play. I have no idea how he's going to be able to play at Augusta.
Well, I don't think it can be worse than it was a year ago at Augusta. Remember, like, it was bad at Augusta
last year. It can be. He had plantar fasciitis. Like, things are adding up, and who knows what's going on with that leg of his.
But listen, plantar fasciitis is a legit injury that can last a long time. I'm sure he's gotten a shot, if not multiple shots. I'm sure he's had a drain. I'm sure he's, you know, rehabbing. That was months ago. That was in December.
Where do you think he's going to play? Do you think he's going to try to play at Riv at his event?
I think that's what he'd like to do. I think that was his plan. I'm not sure Riv's going to happen. That's in like a month. But maybe the Players. Like, he's got what, six, seven weeks to get to the Players? I'm going to say it's an outright chance. I'll give him 30%. He plays somewhere before Augusta.
I'm going to give it 20. I'm going to give
lower.
It 20.
I just feel like, but it's quite quiet around his camp, too.
Really quiet.
Like, really quiet. Like,
but Noodles, what he does is, a couple weeks before, it's either a couple weeks before Riviera or a couple weeks before Augusta, he'll post a 10-second video of him hitting a 4-iron or a driver.
Right.
Because he does it all the time, and it goes viral. Like, Golf Channel literally does a 3-hour panel on one 12-second video. And then it's going to be go time.
All right. Well, I'm still 10%. I'm low. I for some reason, it's too quiet. I feel like this guy's not going to get it done.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll find out.
By the way, Hazy, I think the Golf Channel could have a secondary channel with just Tiger. Like, there was a round last night I tuned into the Golf Channel. He didn't even win, but he was up on the leaderboard at Sawgrass. Webb Simpson ultimately won. Like, you could just play Tiger's quality rounds, like, in big events. And have it on a loop, like a secondary Golf Channel, Tiger Channel.
Huge, huge ratings.
Huge. Dude, I would watch that all day long.
All day.
Like, you've got so many good rounds of golf at big tournaments, like 1 through 4, just on a loop, and play them.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. I'm with you, man. It's just they would, I guess, be an oversaturation, or they'd have to pay him. Maybe. I don't know. But he made the Golf Channel. I mean, it came around at the right time, and it was Tiger.
Agreed.
Has been here ever since. There it is, Jerry's Percentages. Darren Dreger, a TSN Hockey Insider, still to come. Leafs in action, Raptors in action tonight. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.